Welcome back to Farm Talk, about 8 minutes away from the top of the hour. It is a Friday. It's still another crappy weather day out there, especially down in South Dakota, I guess the land of the blizzard. We'll see how things are faring. We bring in our friend Keith Rico from Dairyland Seed, who is in the northeastern portion of the state, which I don't think you've had the blizzard warning for 4 or 5 days, but he's hard at work. Last time I talked to you, I think you were in the Bobcat. Now are you just running a snowblower, or what are you up to?
Yeah, trying to, this is the big one. I guess this is the 4 foot drift we got, so it's always interesting to see if that comes through the yard. So that best way to handle that is snowblower, otherwise it's too much back and forth and work. But we're really feel for the ranchers out there working through this. They don't get much break. They're boosting over to get to the feed, and then moving feed bunks and that sort of thing, clean out and then re-clean out and feed again. And so I'm sure they've had some long, tight, long days through there, and I guess he's quite strung out. But we got about an inch and a half, 2 inches of rain before the snow came.
Oh, boy. Yeah, and that shocked me when you said that. I knew that you guys had a freezing rain warning, but an inch and a half, oh, holy cats, you only need like a quarter of an inch to be a major problem. So what's travel been like with that excessive amount of freezing rain that you guys had?
Well, we just stayed put for the most part. So some days we had the visibility and whatever, and you weren't going to go too far. I actually went to try to go to Aberdeen 40 miles on, that must have been Tuesday morning, and the rain mist started coming, whatever. It's like, I guess it'll be, maybe that was Monday, and now I guess we'll be turning around. So it's like, not even going to challenge it. So make a plan for another day and just be prepared that way. Had a little bit of power outage scattered throughout too, but other than that, it's winter. Haven't had a blizzard like this for a while, I guess.
Yeah.
And I guess we got winter for sure.
Well, we got our moisture makeup, I guess, at least to a degree. I don't know how much is going to end up in the soil by the time the spring runs around. But what type of issues? I mean, you mentioned cattle and ranching. Has there been any major issues, or did ranchers have enough notice to kind of be prepared for this? I mean, because literally we were talking about it for a week before it got here.
Yep, I think they got along pretty good for the most part. You know, the people I have to deal with were fortunate. In some cases, I guess the people would have to deal with having power outages wherever that happened. I know I talked to a relative of ours, out there in Morton County, and he's heading down south of Mandan, someone to work an outage down there in rural cooperative, whatever, down there. And those ranchers, reporting to that, yeah, you can have a backup generator, but talking about getting the water. Maybe they don't have rural water. In that case, you need pumps to work electricity to pump water for the cattle. And that's a big thing. When we're around 32 degrees, get along pretty good. We'll get to be zero in the power outage. Then we get frozen water tanks, and that creates other issues. So it's some of those things compound themselves. But we're pretty fortunate, actually, our temperatures in the 30s, I guess, right at 30 either side of that. So okay. Not good for freezing rain. And we lost a few trees this time, older ash trees a little bit, but some branches off those, but nothing significant down, but that was probably causing power outages, I'm sure, here and there.
Okay, and again, you guys still have a blizzard warning, I believe, for your area. What's the nearest town to you? Are you close to Watertown?
Actually, closer to Aberdeen.
Closer to Aberdeen.
40 miles northeast of Aberdeen, so we're okay. Just probably about 30 miles straight south of Foreman. So.
Is anybody traveling around right now? I know that it's not advised, but at least the roads are not closed there. I-29 currently is closed from the North Dakota-South Dakota border to Watertown. But is there life? I mean, can you go to the store and get groceries, or is all that shut down?
I'd say pretty much shut down. Matter of fact, our small town had power outage there, so the C-store was closed. You couldn't get gas pump. That's the situation. And be prepared for that. People run generators. If you don't have gas already stored in your storage cans, you are telling you something like that, an area like that, then you may be a situation where, you're not prepared to have a generator running, but you got to be careful of those also. But I'd say when your rural mail carrier doesn't go probably 1 out of 3, 1 out of 4 days, that's probably an indication. I think we got mail one day this week, so
right.
That's the indication. I'm only a mile from town, so that's the indication that roads are pretty iffy out there,
right,
for the most part.
And the bad part is you may have a road that's actually open, but it doesn't mean it's passable, because I'm seeing several incident reports south of you where a vehicle has been jackknifed and blocks the road. I mean, there's several roads that are just blocked right now in your region. So so there we go. We got an update. So right now, is it still miserable? I mean, do you have reduced visibility? Can you see around?
I'd say our visibility about 3/4 mile now, so the best it's probably been for a while, I guess. A little bit of snow coming down, just a tiny bit, or maybe just blowing off, but the visibility is quite a bit improved, and we definitely had that 40 to 45 mile an hour wind earlier in the day. Visibility was tougher, and actually last night, visibility was pretty tough. Better today, you know, whatever, but pretty much everybody's buttoned down, and no school around here like a lot of areas for most all week basically. So
right, well, business and life will go on. I'm sure some folks are getting ready for 2023. I know, Keith, you guys had some year end sales going on. Is that still on? Is that off? Or where are we at there?
Yeah, we had a cash discount period. It's supposed to be in about the 15th here, full marks by then, and we'll deal with that. We'll get some help adjustments on that for people that couldn't get their mail in or whatever. So we had some dealer meetings rescheduled that were supposed to be Tuesday this week, and that got rescheduled to Friday. Now it's rescheduled to Tuesday next week, and so we'll deal with that. But we're doing the best we can to adjust and work with that, and we really appreciate our customers, what they go through all year long, and just really want to work with them. And you know, the ranchers, you got to think about, we can take farm for 6 months, whatever, but the ranchers are out there daily through this, and it's kind of struggling, but they earn their extra piece of pie when basically they're out there putting that through, and maybe pie comes first, or dessert, maybe that's the only lunch you get, basically, some days you're out pushing through, but it's that part of the business, and we do have guys looking at corn for next year, especially beans a little bit slower in alfalfa. It's going to be a big demand year for alfalfa. I see coming to still getting hay prices pushing 200 to 250 locally that are leaving the area and heading south, and so our alfalfa supply, our forage supply is pretty good. It had good salvage for the most part, but the alfalfa hay, I think, will be the thing to be interested of for next year. We still got 11% cash on that through January 15th now, and some extra 0% in programs also there.
Okay, very good. Well, unfortunately, we're out of time, and you probably have more snow to move with those 3 and 4 foot snow drifts. I shouldn't laugh because it sucks. But right now, Keith, for anybody that wants to get a hold of you still to do some business with Dairyland Seed, how do they get a hold of you?
Hey, check us out at dairylandseed.com or myself, 605-380-5507. You can text me there or call me, and let me help you out. Everybody be safe, please.
All right, very good. Keith Rico, Dairyland Seed, thank you, my friend. Stay safe. We'll talk to you again soon.
Sounds good, thanks.
All right, let him get back to work there. And, so, of course, South Dakota still waiting for Montana State to get in for their football game today. We'll see how that turns out. It's top of the hour.